a verse that I believe is instrumental in our understanding of what took place that day on Golgotha's hill to a man who was described as being a centurion. He was a soldier, but he was more than just a soldier. He was a soldier who was in charge of all the other soldiers. And all of those despicable things that they did to Jesus, he was responsible for because he allowed it to happen. He was in command. And scripture tells us that they mocked him, they beat him, they were the ones that put the nails in him. I mean, all of these things, he watched it. But then it says in Matthew 27:36, and sitting down, they watched him there. So as I see this, there's all this activity going on, things that they just did. They parted his raiments, they mocked him, they cursed him, all the things that were taking place. They were just busy doing sport. And then they sat down and they began to watch and observed. And I just believe that things began to change. There was a time when there was a moving that was spiritual. And see, that's the thing about spiritual activity. A lot of times people are not conscious of it because they're so distracted. And they're just not in a mindset that they're even going to allow themselves to become aware of spiritual things because their minds and hearts are somewhere else. But then, in the quietness of a moment, and it can happen so suddenly, sometimes with just a fleeting thought that'll go through somebody's mind and just settle in their heart that they just can't get away from. And it just begins to grow like a light. It just begins to grow in its intensity. It becomes brighter and brighter within their heart, and they just can't get away from it. I think there was this type of thing going on there on Golgotha's hill. And when it says in the scripture that this man, this centurion, said, truly, this was the Son of God. And in Luke's gospel, he says it this way. The centurion says, certainly this was a righteous man. They had showed up for work that day, just expecting to do what they always did. How many of these crucifixions they had officiated over, I have no idea. But I'm quite sure this wasn't the first time they had seen this type of cruelty. But this day, something was different. You see, this is what I would say, Lord, even now, let this be that day. Let this be that moment. Somebody listening to the sound of my voice, they haven't even talked to God in years. They've been totally separated from any spiritual activity, but something is happening. Something is happening. Something's changing. Father God, allow that to grow. Allow that to be intensified in the heart of that person. It's Pastor Jack King with the gospel on the radio broadcast.